What if a poor one doesn't feel poor? Well, if others who are noticing you and comparing you to themselves come to the conclusion that you're poor, but you don't feel poor, then you wouldn't be in a state of lack. And so you would be able to move quickly toward more abundance in that case, right?
That is correct. Others' assessment of you has no bearing on your point of attraction, unless you're bothered by their assessment. Comparing your experience to the experiences of others can amplify a feeling of lack within you if you come to the conclusion that they have succeeded more greatly than you have, and then you activate within yourself a feeling of being less than. Also, noticing a lack of prosperity in the experiences of others does not put you in a place of attracting greater prosperity for yourself, because you'll be getting what you think about. What you draw to you or keep from you has nothing to do with what anyone else is doing. An improved feeling of prosperity, even if your current reality does not justify the feeling, will always bring more prosperity to you. Paying attention to the way you feel about money is a much more productive activity than noticing how others are doing. Allowing more money to flow into your experience requires far less than most people understand. All that's required is that you achieve a vibrational balance in your own thoughts. If you want more money but you doubt you can achieve it, you're not in balance. If you want more money but you believe there's something wrong in having money, you're not in balance. If you want more money and you're angry at those who have more money, you're not in balance. When you're feeling those emotions of inadequacy, insecurity, jealousy, injustice, anger, and so on, your emotional guidance system is letting you know that you're out of alignment with your own desire. Most people make no effort in coming into personal alignment with the subject of money. Instead, they spend years, even lifetimes, pointing out perceived injustices, attempting to define the rightness or the wrongness of the subject, and even trying to put laws in place to orchestrate the flow of money in the civilization. When a rather small effort, in comparison with the impossible attempt at controlling those outside circumstances, would yield them an enormous return. Nothing is more important than that you feel good, for when you feel good, you are in harmony with your greater intent. Many believe that hard work and struggle are not only a requirement to achieve success, but that working hard and struggling long is a more honorable way of living life. Those hard times of struggle certainly do help you in the defining of what you desire, but until you release the feeling of struggle, what you desire cannot come into your experience. Often people feel as if they need to prove their worthiness, and that once that is accomplished, then and only then will rewards be given. But we want you to know that you're already worthy, and that proving yourselves worthy is not only not possible, but not necessary. What is necessary for you to receive the rewards or benefits that you seek is alignment with the essence of those benefits. You have to first bring yourself into vibrational alignment with the experience you wish to live. We know that words do not teach, and that our knowledge regarding the laws of the universe and of your value do not necessarily mean that now you've read our words that you know your value. However, as you consider the premises that we are laying out for you here, and as you begin the application of the processes that we're suggesting here, it's our knowing that the universe's response to your improved vibration will give you the evidence of the existence of these laws. It will not be long, and it will not require much deliberate application of what you're hearing here before you will be convinced of your own value and of your ability to create whatever you desire. The primary reason that people do not believe in their own value is because they often have not found a way to get what they want, so they incorrectly assume that someone outside of them does not approve and is somehow withholding the reward. That is never true. You are the creator of your experience. Make statements such as, I want to be the best that I can be. I want to do and have and live in a way that's in harmony with my idea of the greatest good. I want to harmonize physically here in this body with that which I believe to be the best or the good way of life. If you'll make those statements and then don't take action unless you feel good, you will always be moving upon the path in harmony with your idea of that which is good.